We're returning to Acts chapter 23, where the Apostle Paul is in the Antonia fortress, and his nephew has come and revealed to him that 40 men have formed a plot to assassinate him. The young man is sent on to Claudius Lysias, the commander of the fortress, and Luke tells us this: the commander took the young man by the hand, drew him aside, and asked, "What is it that you want to tell me?" Now, we noted last time that the Greek word used here for young man is neanion, and it's only found three times in the New Testament. All three of them are in the book of Acts. Saul himself is described as a neanion, a young man, when he, of course, supervised Stephen's execution. It was also used in Acts 20, verse 9 of Eutychus, the young man who fell from the third-story window during Paul's late-night sermon. And, of course, it's used in our current text. The Greek word indicates a young man who is between childhood and full adulthood. This generally assumes that the person has passed puberty but not old enough yet to marry. How old was Claudius the tribune? Well, BibleRef.com notes a tribune is typically a minor nobleman around 27 years old who takes a turn in the military for career broadening before moving on into politics. I bring this up because in verse 19, Luke indicates that the commander took the young man by the hand and drew him aside and asked him, "What is it that you want to tell me?" It seems unlikely that the commander would take Paul's nephew by the hand and lead him to a place out of earshot if Paul's nephew wasn't fairly young. After all, he might have found that rather demeaning. Some scholars believe that Paul's nephew was very young and was probably intimidated by the whole situation. So Claudius Lysias is attempting to assure him that everything is okay. Well, beginning at verse 20, we have the report of Paul's nephew. I'd like us to note how clearly the young man states the threat. He does not speak like a little boy. He has his wits about him as he speaks to this important Roman official. And here's what he tells him. "The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul to the Sanhedrin tomorrow on the pretext of acquiring more information about him. Do not let them persuade you, because more than 40 men are waiting to ambush him. They have bound themselves with an oath not to eat or drink until they have killed him, and they are ready now, waiting your consent." Well, we can see just how clearly Paul's nephew has stated the threat, but there is more. John MacArthur points out two important features of this exchange. First, he says, the Jewish messengers haven't even gotten to the chili ark yet, so you can see how God's timing is perfect. And then he notes in verse 21, we read, "Do not yield to them." Now here is a little kid commanding the Roman commander. You can see how God is superintending these things. Well, those are great insights. We have often asked the question, why is it that at times God does the supernatural to protect his children, but at other times he doesn't? We never really do get a good answer to that question, do we? And this, of course, is an interesting example of it. On the one hand, Jesus appears quite supernaturally to Paul and consoles him, tells him that he'll get out of Jerusalem alive. But this time, he uses a little boy, a young man, to do the same thing. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.